Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, everybody. Good morning and happy, happy Monday. This is Marcia Pruitt in Dallas, Texas, and I am excited to be back here and welcoming everyone to our 60-day Blitz Call. Good morning. You've arrived at our Jet Set 60-day Blitz, where we are blitzing to our Harvest is Plenty cruise, which is at the end of this month. We are blitzing to the next level. Do you guys realize that the countdown is on? We are closer to the June 30th sale date than we were to our blitz. So, yes, we are in a countdown mode. We've got 28 days left of this blitz until we will be sailing the high seas. We're excited to have you join us. Let's quickly go through some of our announcements before we get started this morning. Make sure that you and your team are registered for the YTB convention, which is coming up in August of this year. Make sure that you're pre-registered. Also, make sure that you're pre-registered for the YTB University classes. And please remember that James and Marcia Pruitt are also teaching a class. We would certainly like to see you in our class as well. Go ahead and have you and your team registered for the convention, as well as for the YTB University classes. Also, our 24-hour hotline, our Jet Set 24-hour hotline, is designed to help you share the business and help you get started with the business 24 hours a day. So let's make sure that you have the number. That number is area 512-404-1250. When you go there, you can press number 1 through 4, and it'll help you get started fast. Our red carpet day is coming up tomorrow. I don't know if many of you are already there, but there sure was already a lot of St. Louis on the call this morning. I'm excited to be on our way as well. So we'll see you in St. Louis tomorrow for the YTB red carpet event. That's going to be Tuesday, June 3rd. Okay, now just to let you know, there are other red carpet events going on this month hosted by YTB. We were just stating the last one that we were going to be at. So some people have been questioning whether there are other red carpet dates this month, and there are. This is just June 3rd. Tomorrow is the last day that the Jet Set team, that James and Marcia Pruitt, are scheduled to be there. So we certainly hope that many of you will join us, and I get to see and meet many of you tomorrow. Now, tonight, let's also remember to have at least two brand new people who have not heard the business yet. Have them listen to the call tonight. The call tonight is going to be at 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's going to be a great business presentation with testimonies and everything. And that's going to be given by our directors, Roland Latouris and Craig Sweet. So tonight, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern on this very same line, and then have them hang on and listen to our leadership training, which is certainly thereafter. Our leadership training tonight, that's going to be for all the brand new people that you've gotten started this weekend, or anybody who's ready to restart and jump right back into our last days of our blitz. Now, that's going to take place tonight, 9:30 Central Time and 10:30 Eastern Time on this very same line. Hey, listen, if you are in the New Jersey area, you got a special treat this week because James Pruitt and Roland Latouris are going to be there on Wednesday. That's the day after red carpet. On Wednesday evening, just to kind of let you know, on Wednesday evening, that's June 4th, James Pruitt and Roland Latouris will be in New Jersey. Specifically, they're going to be at the Holiday Inn, the one on 160 Frontage Road in Newark, New Jersey, and apparently that's next to a Sheraton at the Newark Airport. That's going to be on Wednesday night. I'll let you know again tomorrow night. But if you are in the tomorrow morning, but if you are in the New Jersey area on Wednesday night, you have a special treat because you'll have both James Pruitt and Roland Latouris also there on Wednesday night. So make sure and bring all of your guests out to meet people who are really building the business, really real life YTV millionaire. We'll be in New Jersey on Wednesday night, so we hope to meet many of your guests then. Hey, and also make sure that you and everybody that you know has booked for the Harvest is Plenty cruise. Now, that's going to take place at the end of this month, June 30th, 2008. We are sailing from Miami to Key West and then to Cozumel. We're going to have the Women of Distinction on our cruise. Also, all the Jet Set directors will be there. And we're going to have Coach Tomer giving live training. We are super, super excited. We're going to be starting to tell you guys some of the fun events that we're going to have also on that cruise to make it a really exciting event. So we expect to see all of you there. And now it's time to bring on our leader. So as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we love and appreciate is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Now let's greet him this Monday morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning, Marcy, and good morning to all of you. Good morning, champions all across this nation and throughout the world. Good morning to you. Boy, Marcy, it's just to see the way your face lights up as you're hosting this call. No wonder we can all feel your smile coming through the phone. Wow. Good morning to everyone, power team leaders, coaches, corner, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, directors, circle of champions, top of the morning to you. Want to give a special congratulations and just what a fantastic, fantastic job to Noah and Linda Matos for leading the leaderboard with 33 in their power team for the month of May. Fantastic job. Way to go, Noah. Boys, no wonder you're wearing the President's Club sapphire ring and still just a sneeze away from director, but you're wearing the ring first. The money's been made first. We know why you're working your power team. Great, great job. Congratulations once again, ladies and gentlemen, to Jet Set directors Garland and Marsha Webb. Congratulations on taking your rightful place as directors, and a congratulations to Fabian Alejandria Martinez. Jet Set directors, congratulations to you taking your rightful place. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when we were in Detroit, Michigan, over the Memorial Day holiday, two great, great friends of ours, you know, we were talking about ballroom dancing and doing the tango and all the different kind of dances and these things. And two great friends of ours, Paul and Christina Jones, said they had taken the ballroom classes and they got up and they started demonstrating and all the spins and the dips and all the things they were doing. It just looked like, wow, how could two people move like this? It looked really, really good. And then I talked to Paul Jones, said, Jim, it's just so simple. It's just a four basic steps to the left, step back, step to the right, step up, step to the left, step, just four basic. But when I saw the way they were dancing, I didn't see any four steps. I saw all these movements and graceful turns and dips, and, man, I don't know how people could be back. It was just beautiful. But it was just four basic steps. You know, we just had the directors meeting here in Dallas, and I really do believe, ladies and gentlemen, the overall theme from Coach Tomer at the directors meeting was it's time to get back to basics, time to start doing what you were doing that got you to where you are, time to get back to basics. So many people are charging to the next level. Roland Latouris is charging to the next level. Don't be surprised when you see that President's Club diamond ring sitting on his finger. Don't be surprised when he's announced as a level four director. He's charging to the next level. Craig Sweet charging. Jet Set directors all over the nation, throughout the world, charging to the next level. How do you get there? How do you get to the next level? We need to go back to basics, everyone. Back to basics. You know, the famous football coach, Vince Lombardi, no matter how many Super Bowls he won or what they'd accomplished as a great, great world champion team, will start every single training camp. This is the football. Well, our football is the YTB Toolbox, chapter 7, 8, and 9. It truly outlines how to do this business. I really believe, ladies and gentlemen, it is a two-step dance. Sponsoring new people in the business, that's step one. That's like moving to the left. Sponsor new folks in the business. Recruit folks in the business. Step number two, help them and others get to their own power team by pushing people out of your power team, growing your power team. That is the second step. Sponsor new people in. Get them and others to their power team, pushing people out of your power team to their own power team. Two steps. And then build for events, ladies and gentlemen. I really do believe that us as a team on this call, we are going to become laser focused on working the power team, helping others get there, pushing people off, tracking how many new power team leaders we are bringing on and developing. Folks, it's a two-step dance. We can get this dance down and have a choreography masterpiece about working these two steps and then building for events. I want to just pause for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, bring on my partner in success, everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about third-level director. Listen to this. Multiple President's Club ring wearing and big-time bonus earning, $50,000 bonus, $100,000 bonus, a sneeze away from the $250,000 bonus, none other than Mr. Roland Arturas. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, we just had an awesome time over there in the Dallas area, man, and man, I'm just shining over here, man, with all the people there. I'd like to give a special shout-out to the Bowers, a special shout-out to the Randalls and Craig Sweet and you, and I mean, just everybody, man. Deborah, man, you guys just open your arms to me and my wife is still smiling. She's smiling in her sleep, James. And so how you doing, good-looking?
I'm feeling wonderful this morning, Roland. We love having you in Dallas, and not just you, but all of the Jet Set directors and all the directors throughout the nation. It was just a wonderful, wonderful weekend. You know, we just have so much love for everyone, Roland. You know, I did two travel parties yesterday, and, you know, it just reminded me, Roland, reminded me of what got us where we are. Going through just the basics, rolling, meeting new people, pointing them to the tools, bringing folks in the business, and then latching onto them, laser focus onto that person, and just seeing how fast we can get them to their power team. Of course, Roland, by doing things like scheduling a travel party right away or getting them on the magazine program immediately when they come into the business and talking about the importance of just one a day and what that'll do. But, Roland, just really having a shift, a focus, especially, Roland, especially in the countdown of this blitz being the last 30 days or so, really as a team on this call, as a team, saying, okay, I've got to check back with the people on my power team, see who's ready to run, who's ready to walk, who's ready to and then regroup. But Roland, by bringing on new people and bringing on new people, that is really the name of the game, Roland, and helping them get to their power team. You know, Rick Ricketts has taught us all so much. He continues to teach. He continues to. And, Roland, I'm telling you, when he was there, you were present, Roland, and he was talking at the director's meeting, addressing all the directors about how do you continue to be successful when you already overachieved your original dreams. How do you continue to get to that top level? How do you do it? And what he said, Roland, was addition cures attrition. And what he's saying is that oftentimes we talk to people and they're saying, man, I got so many folks, you know, I'm adding two and two are falling out. Let me tell you, addition cures attrition, Roland. I think it's time to get back to the basics, man, start really working on our power team, truly creating new power team leaders, Roland. I'm excited about what's happening in this last countdown of the blitz. You ready to get back to basics?
Getting right back to the basics, doing what got us there in the first place. And I was with my wife you know, all weekend, and we had a great time, man. And I remember, you know, when I was courting my wife, man, the things I used to do, man, when I used to call her, you know, and tell her I'm thinking of her, man, when I used to send her flowers, you know, the things that got her excited about me, you know, then you get married and you just don't do those things anymore. You just, you know, you just don't, you know, you just expect things to happen. You know, you don't just, you know, you don't do those things that you used to that got you there, James. And when Coach was talking to all the directors, said we need to go back to do the things that we used to do, because sometimes when the money comes in and, you know, and then we just, you know, we get complacent, you know, and, you know, we get, you know, we just used to going to our jobs and punching in the time clock, and, you know, and we complacent. And right now, James, we got to get back to the exposure, get back to the tools, get back to the travel parties, go back to doing the one travel party a week, you know, and for your team, go back to giving birth. I mean, I say all the time that it's easier to give birth than to raise the dead. If you're trying to call your team and they're not motivated anymore, they're not pushing anymore, then it's time for you. To motivate yourself, for you to get back up there and start doing what you used to do. And James, Coach tells us all the time, the best motivation that you can give your team, if you're doing it, if you go out and get a $10,000 bonus, if you go out and bonus this week, and if they see that, that will motivate them. So I just really believe, you know, that the best teacher is you doing it, not you telling them to do it, James.
Exactly right, Roland. I think the leader's in the mirror, brother. The leader is in the mirror. You know, Coach said, they argued, not really argued, but went back and forth. Coach said it, and Rick said it was his line, but the cause and the cure to all of your problems is the gentleman or the young lady in the mirror, Roland. And I think each and every one of us, beginning with that morning confession, beginning visualizing and thinking bigger, Roland, thinking bigger, printing out that tracking chart, and then let's start marching through the last portion of this blitz. Let's charge, ladies and gentlemen. Let's host a travel party once per week that you're hosting, in addition to showing others how to host travel parties by swinging by, doing one here, one there, one here, one there. How many can you do? Ladies and gentlemen, the more exposure, the more presentation, the more validation, the more your team will grow. There are many, many people out here, Roland, looking for the same thing that we're looking for. Hard-working people, Roland, good people, Roland, people that want what they want, people that have the children matter to them. Not that other people don't, but I'm just saying, man, some people are just willing, Roland, willing to pay the price, to go back to basics, to really charge forward. Take an assessment of their 7 to 10 key people that they're working with. Take an assessment of who wants it like you, who feels it like you, who's right there with you, what we're doing next, who's right there wanting to do another trap, or who's with you. Identify who those folks are and say, here we go. We're locking arms right now, and we're charging forward. We're each going to host a travel party. We're each going to get on to the magazine program. We're each going to start really, really going back and taking an inventory of those folks we've chatted with over time and point them to the latest tools. Tell them about what's going on. We're going to go back into promoting like Don King for the big events coming up, like the red carpet event, like the CRTA events. We're going to start doing, Roland, what we know how to do. Now, we've already been doing this, but it's just time to turn it up. It's time to press the clutch and shift over and throw the – it's time to step it up, Roland. It's the blitz is here. Now is the time for all-out aggressive action, and I'm super excited knowing that when all pistons clicking on their cylinders rolling, everybody's doing their part, there's just no stopping us. I say all the time that every one of us is better than any one of us rolling, and I'm excited about where we're going in this final days of the blitz, sir.
James, Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump wrote a book, Why We Want You to Be Rich. And James, in that book, they said that there's going to be a time there's going to be the rich and the poor. The middle class is going to be wiped away. And at that point in time, so many people are going to be looking for an opportunity. So many people are going to be hoping or trying to find something to offset their expenses, their living expenses. And James, right now, I really believe that the economy right now, people are walking out the door saying, I cannot survive this way. I need something. I'm looking for something. Let me pray before I leave my home. And James, right now is an opportunity for us to go to someone and say, listen, I found a way that you can make an extra $500 a month, guaranteed, an extra $6,000. Is your job going to give you a $6,000 raise this month? Well, I found a way that I can take control of my finances. Because if I don't take control of my finances will take control of me. James, everywhere, it's on the news, it's in the newspapers. People are wondering, what are they going to do with James? We have something special for them, James.
We really, really do, Roland. You and I sit down and we talk to so many people. Just somebody comes to mind, Roland. You and I are going to be together, from what I'm hearing, in New Jersey, and I look so forward to tag teaming with you, just like old times. Man, we had such a wonderful time at the CRTA event, just being together again, Roland, like old times. Man, it was great. Really, really great. And now we're going to be together there in New Jersey, which reminds me, Roland, which reminds me of a time when I sat down with Marcia and Garland Webb, and they looked me in the eye, and they had that twinkle, Roland, that look. Like, I'm really serious about what I'm talking about. And they had that look, that sparkle, that look. And they were saying, we really want this. We want to become national directors. And then they start doing all the right things, hosting the travel parties, magazine programs. Well, they start doing all the right things. And they called me one time, and they had this shortcut, this way. I said, we could do this. And we could just, and we talked about that. And I kind of advised them against doing that. And they listened. Even though they believed something else, they listened. And they didn't do that. And now to see them, Roland, to see them, to hear their name announced, to see them jump up and everyone's clapping and they're walking to the front, and to being crowned directors is just a special, special thing. Roland, we've got Garland and Marcia Webb on the line. Just before we wrap this call up, I just wanted to bring them on publicly and congratulate you, national directors, Garland and Marcia Webb. Congratulations on your new promotion. Are you there, Garland?
Yes, we are, James.
I'm excited to have you on the line today. I know Roland is as well. How does it feel, sir? How does it feel?
I'm going to tell you, James, I am still tingling right now. It's really surreal. It really doesn't even feel real right now, James, to hear Coach Toomer in front of over 300 of YTB's finest, the elite, the cream of the crop. It really, really just feels special, and it feels like I've just joined a special fraternity, James.
Well, let me tell you, Garland, you worked hard. Marcia worked hard. You retired. You all shifted some things. You did both sides of the business, both of you all. You've hosted cruises. You've hosted travel parties. You've been, you've talked to folks that didn't have any money and still were able to help them. You've done all the things. You faced your fears. There was rejection. There was all that stuff. But it sounds to me like it was worth it. And it's time now to teach everyone else what you all have done. And I think it's just, I don't know what to say, Roland. What do you have to say to these new directors?
Well, James, I remember when, you know, Garland, you know, they were going through the, they just was crowned director. But I remember when back when Garland called me and said, Roland, man, I just drove all the way up and I went to a travel party and nobody showed up. Roland, I'm getting frustrated, Roland. Roland, this thing here, man, I said, Garland, just keep pushing. Just keep pushing. It wasn't easy. I mean, it got frustrating. Just keep pushing. And now the thing here is, they pushed and they went out and they gave birth, you know, instead of trying to raise the dead, and they started that momentum all over again. And just to see them become directors, man. Carla, how does it feel that, you know, that time, you remember when you gave me a call and you was just kind of frustrated? Well, I don't know what's going on, but my team just is not going anywhere. And now you're able to push your way to director. How does that feel, Garland?
Roland, it truly was the critical point in my YTB career. I truly do believe that I was, I drove out of state and went on a tour. I was all over the place. But I'm gonna be honest with you. The words that you mentioned to me that afternoon / evening really, really did resonate with me. And you know, I really sat back and said, you know what? I've done business before. Everything didn't always work out like I thought it was gonna work out. That's even life. Life sometimes doesn't even work out the way you thought it was. You know, curveballs are always thrown, but it's the one who, you know, it's how you handle those problems that, you know, separates the weak from the poor, you know, the weak from strong. So when you told me those words, I just pushed on. I truly did. And I remember another conversation that I had with James when, you know, things were just going slow. You know, and I'm going to be honest, you know, things weren't going, you know, the way it was supposed to. And that's happened, you know, a couple of times. But the thing that separates us is that we just kept pushing. I'll never forget, you know, it's easier to give birth than to resurrect the dead. And that just kept, resonating in my head. And had a conversation with James when I was really at a down point in my life. You know, my grandmother had passed, my aunt had passed, seemed like, you know, just things were just hurled at me all at one time. And I'll never forget, James called me out of the blue and just, you know, just said, you know, keep your head up. And, you know, and I tried to fight back and say, James, I know what I'm doing. I know, you know, he said, no, just listen. Just keep your head up and just keep going and keep going. Folks on the call, this is the leadership that we have. This is the you know, the individuals that's showing us what to do. It's not a coincidence that they're third-level director. It's not a coincidence that they're fourth-level director. But they are here trying to get us to that same level. So for everybody on the call, keep pushing. And I'm going to tell you, when we got crowned as national directors, I in no way wear it as a badge. But I will tell you this, when we got crowned as national directors, it was truly a special moment. And I thought back to everything that we had been through and said, man, it was well worth it.
You know, Garland, we'll all see you and Marcia at the red carpet event on June 3rd. And we look so forward to being able to just shake your hand and seeing the smile on both of your faces and personally congratulating you. But let me ask you, so people will just have a perspective, Garland, how long has it taken you to become director?
Oh, man, James, it's taken us it's taken us just a shade under 2 years to become national director. But just to add to that really quick, I talk to my people now, you know, about getting to the level we are now, and they're like, all right, it's going to take us 2 years. And I'm saying no. You know, we actually became national directors, honestly, by doing it the wrong way. And the reason I say that is we weren't as efficient. When things were instructed to us, sometimes we listened, sometimes we didn't. But I'm showing other individuals that they can do it in half the time, if that. Half the time. So, you know, it's out there for the taking, but, you know, the leadership that we have right now, the tools that we have in place, people can do that well within a year, James.
You know, let me say, it took you just shy of 2 years. So this hasn't been just like it's been more than a notion, but it's worth it. 2 years went by anyway, Garland, and I'm just proud of what you guys have done. And so now it's time to lace up our sneakers. We're eating our Wheaties. We're doing all the right things. We're charging through the last 60 days of this blitz. The countdown is on, folks. We're within 30 days. Print your flyers. Do what you know how to do. The leader's in the mirror. You're empowered. You can't be stopped. There's no weapon formed against you will prosper. Ladies and gentlemen, we're super excited. Roland, this is the beginning of a fantastic, fantastic week, the beginning of a fantastic, fantastic month, and it's going to all end with you, Roland, in white. White linen, white silk. I heard you having a cape made. Oh, man, a cape. Boy, oh, boy, I'm looking forward to that cruise, Roland. I'm looking forward to it for nothing else but seeing you in your all-white and your cape. Are you going to have a crown, or are you going to have your subjects? Well, Roland, I'm going to turn it over to you to close this call out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, sir.
Well, James, you got to be able to see what I'm going to have, James. Ooh, I'm just counting down the dates to that all-white, man. This is going to be awesome, James. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it, James. I'm looking forward to being with you in red carpet tomorrow and in New Jersey doing a meeting for Marcia and Garland Webb and also Noah and Linda Matos. But, James, while we're doing that meeting in New Jersey, you got to make sure that we hold on to our cornbread because they have some cornbread snatchers in New Jersey with Garland and Corey. But when I go to Garland, I just love you guys, love you and your wife. I'm going to pass the baton to you and let you close the call. Brand new national director for New Jersey area. What you have to say to the people on this call? Say something that will keep them going from now all the way to convention. Garland, go ahead.
The thing I have to say is enjoy your cornbread, Roland. I have to say, but no, honestly, guys, you know, it's here for the taking. We're looking forward to James and Roland coming out to really bless us on Wednesday. But to really close the call out, I have to pass the torch over to my better half, and everybody knows Miss Marcia Webb.
Good morning, Roland, James, and everyone else on the call. I'm overwhelmed right now, actually, as I listen to my husband answer your questions and try to reiterate our feeling. I still can't kind of get my arms around it, but one thing that I've learned from these morning calls and the JDA Jet Set Directors Academy that James and Roland had put together for us last year, and we watched so many people reach the next level being a part of this Jet Set team. And you said something, Roland, about a year ago. I'll never forget. You said, leaders do what other people won't. And that truly resonated with me as 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, we're answering questions, we're helping out our team members after a long day's work, coming and working on our businesses and working on helping people. And it was just truly, truly a blessing to receive that honor in becoming directors. And what I have to say to all the people on the line is you truly have a real business. And the question is, are you serious about your business? And if you're serious about your business, then you realize that it's not just a $500 investment. You realize that you have to invest time and money into your business. You have to go to CRTA training. You have to go to a Red Carpet event. You need to be you need to go to the conference in August. You need to make an investment of your time in this business, and it will pay you 100-fold. So on behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland and Michelle Arturis, Garland and Marcia Webb, we are skipping levels in 2008. Folks, we want to see you at the top, not from the top. Have a good morning.
All right. Another exciting call, man. I could feel the excitement from that couple as they made director, and I could just feel the excitement, Monty.
Yeah, that's a special time, man. Getting to director has to be a very, very special moment, because to get there, you have to have put in some serious work. Then one of the things she said was, people have to realize is that you have a real business, and that you have to be serious about your business. And that's one thing. The one thing that I heard that she said, you know, you've got a real business. So I think that's so important, man.
Yeah, and then the other pieces they said, is that it's easier to give birth in the resurrected dead. the whole thing is constantly, plugging away. And, you want to try to help those people on your team. As Rick Rickards say, you run with the runners, you walk with the walkers, and those are standing still, you find somebody else. And so, people on the team that are working and are trying to do something, learn from that. I'm learning from it every day, because when you have people on a team, you're going to have some people that are excited and they want to do some things, and then you're going to have some people that ain't going to do nothing but cry and moan. And you got to learn how to separate, listen from the criers and the moaners to those that understand that they do have a real business, as you said.
And then also, Satali, the theme of getting back to basics. And see, a lot of times when you're going through something, whether it's a job or a relationship or whatever it is, you forget the fundamental thing or the fundamental things that got you where you are, and I mean, I just relate that back to sports. And as you're rolling along, like, for instance, I play a lot of basketball, and the guys will get the basic stuff like boxing out and picking rolls and giving goals, and everybody just want to get fancy, go behind their back, between their legs. But the teams that were winning the games, they were doing the basic stuff, boxing out. Box out so you can get that rebound. You run that fast break straight down the middle of the court with the two lanes on either end field, and those basic things, and that really reminds me of that Boston Celtic basketball, that L.A. Laker basketball. And guess who's in the playoffs, Satali, with Boston Celtics and the L.A. Lakers?
That's it. Yeah. Running basic plays. And so, with that in mind, folks, hey, we're going to close out for this morning, and you know, we'll be back on later on tonight at 7 o'clock with, hey, you can't win if you don't plug in. Until then, God bless you. Have a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day, and as Coach said Saturday, hey, it's another day. Talk to you in a little bit, Monty.
Okay.